Legendary Kills.
Unwanted target dusted. Solid work.
Points for the red team.
Under fire.
What's good? What's happening? This is me and Danny from the Gamer Zone Show, and I'm not alone.
I'm here with Lee and EZ, the show. The show's not the show where they should be showing. Yes, welcome back. It's not the beautiful show, guys.
Yeah, man. Hey, look, I know that there's all these things that are happening in gaming where people just, like, change characters and modify, like, the story and not really the story, but, like, how the layouts and all the look and feel of it. Could you maybe educate us a bit? Maybe, like, you would know better, because I've never played on PC that much, and I've never done mods before. I believe that's what they call them. They're called mods.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
Like, you probably have done it, or have you ever, like, gotten into this?
Oh, yeah, certainly, man. I mean, this is my world. This is certainly where I've born and bred.
Here's what I found.
And then later, I got into PCs and DS, I mean, and consoles and stuff like that. But the world of PCs, where it's a free world, is you have a keyboard and modify it, and source code, and, you know, make the game what you want. Like basically buying bread and adding all the stuff that you want inside. It's just a beautiful game. There's a lot of games out there, like your GTA, your Need for Speed, that Hell Break and stuff. There's your Assassin's Creed, which is one of the biggest games right now that's got one of the best modes out there. Just a lot out there, man. It's a beautiful thing.
Nah, that's true, man. Look, I've seen a couple of games where people were just like going like all out with their mods, and like one of the games that I've seen that looked beautiful was Skyrim. Now, Skyrim came out like a long time ago. I believe that was 2011, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah.
And now that's been like 11 years afterwards, right? They're still making, like, you know, these legendary remasters for PS4. Ooh. And all these games that they're rebooting again for the franchise, but then people still can't get over this game. They're still trying to make it clean. They try to make the water look good, because back then, I mean, remember on PS3, even on PS2 days, man, when there was water in a game, you would not really see it as water. It was just be like blue stuff.
Yeah.
And then it wasn't really that, like, authentic, man. But now people came with mods, and they tried to make it smooth. But then I feel like they were inspired by games like The Witcher, because The Witcher 3 is still by far the best RPG game that I've ever played.
Yeah.
I could never get into Skyrim, and I've seen the videos and everything, but then I was like, look, even with the best mods, the gameplay and all that could never be fixed or put in the way that The Witcher was. I mean, it looked better at some points.
Yeah.
I've seen, like, the graphics where, like, it's not that bad, but hey, man, it's good. Like, you see the world, what's going on, like, and what people are doing to games. That shows you the passion, that people are so passionate about gaming.
True, man. And people out there want what they want. And I think with mods, the thing of, it's kind of a sign to the game makers about them, what the community really wants from the game, you know, and they start see what people are really enjoying, and they see the weaknesses that they have instilled within the game, and people are now trying to boost that up and make it a strength. And they see from the community that, oh man, we've been missing out on this, and people are really looking forward to having this type of thing with the game. And I think it's a good way to kind of have a good relationship with the game makers and the gamers themselves. You know, they kind of have a community where we make mods and you guys try and improve on that, because now that makes the indicators of this is what we like and this is what we don't like, because reviews don't really make much of a difference, but seeing multiple people playing one mod is a lot, you know. And I think there are games like your GTA San Andreas where mods were becoming more prevalent, and on PC rather, I had this, I remember back, I think in 2013, I had this sheet where it had all the cheat codes, every kind of cheat code that you could possibly think of, whether it having an extra life, whether it be having guns, whether you're making the whole city ninja and everybody's on black bikes and got swords on their backs, or you've got infinite life, or you've got infinite money, or you just have sports cars, and there's a cheat code for every single thing. And it was just a beautiful game, man. And you could be free and you could express yourself the way you feel you need to express yourself, man. It's like putting nice rims on a city golf or something, you know, and you spotting it to the kind of desire that you feel, you know, this is what I want my car to be. And it's just a beautiful thing, man. It's a beautiful thing.
Yeah. Wait, but wouldn't you say that mods and cheat codes are the same, or is that quite different now?
Well, with mods, it's a thing of somebody creates this thing where they install it within the original game. Sometimes, well, now in Steam, there's an option to download the actual modded game where it's moddable, right? So with cheat codes, it's a thing of, it's a mod game where you are able to now manipulate that mod in such a way that you get exactly what you want, you know. So if you had like the original GTA San Andreas, right, you wouldn't be able to use those cheat codes, but you'd have to get the mod of GTA to use those cheat codes, because now you have kind of the source code to kind of manipulate the game in such a way that you're getting exactly the experience that you're looking for. And it's just a beautiful thing, man. It's just beautiful.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that's quite cool, man. Because, yeah, I remember even the days of PS2, like, I had these pages. I think I had, like, 5 pages from the exam pad that I had to write literally every single cheat code for GTA San Andreas, for Vice City.
Yeah.
And each GTA game had, like, something different in it, where some didn't have the other feature and then the others had. The only thing with Vice City that I didn't like was the fact that you could not swim. So even if, like, you tried looking for a code for you to swim, you could never get that.
Yeah.
But then with San Andreas, you could get the infinite, like, health and your stamina and all that, and then you just like hold your breath underwater, but to a certain degree.
But
it was quite cool, man. The other game for me that really like shocked me with the mods is Fallout 4. I don't know if you've played it. So this is one of like Bethesda's games, and it's quite good actually. Like, it's just a weird one where there's like a nuclear bomb, and then you wake up after being frozen in this like underground like place. And then now you come out of the vault, and then you find out that, hey, everything has changed and all that. There's a huge plot twist, which I can't mention now because that's a spoiler for those who haven't played it. And then you just go around the world, and there's like infected like aliens and all these weird mutants and these flying like bugs and all that are just weird now.
Yeah.
And I've seen that people make it so clean and clear that the games look better, because most of Bethesda's games, you know, like Skyrim and Fallout, they never the best, man. They always have bugs and glitches. And it's the same thing that we always complain about, that look now, we're on the new gen consoles, but then we're still having the same issues where like these developers release games that are so incomplete that we find people in a community where they say, let me make mods and make this game better. True. Now imagine if a solo guy can just do it on his own, and then you've got a team of developers who can't even fix the game. It's like,
insane.
Come on, man.
Insane.
You know, like, I feel like they should even have like these job opportunities where they hire these guys that do the most, and they just like bring them in on board as well and get ideas. Because I've seen that there was a game where they said they didn't want mods because they were killing their vibe, and I'm like, no, it's because they want to get rid of the loot boxes, because sometimes you don't want to pay to win, man. You just want to pay like for the game itself when you buy it initially and enjoy it. But now games are like incomplete, and then we need mods at some point.
True, man. I think mods is saving a lot of gamers' lives, man. I think a lot of mods have kept gamers gaming, you know, and I think without mods, I think we would have lost a lot of gamers, man, because some of these games, yes, they're good, but there are certain things and certain elements that are short, they are lacking, and people come to the rescue, man. People come to the rescue, they avenge, you know, and it's a beautiful thing. And I think the other game that I think I've been playing recently, actually, as Car X Drift Racing, but the moddable version, where if you're a drifter, you know, people should know this game. You know, if you're a drifter, you should know this game very well. So this game is where there's a lot of maps and you can modify your car as much as you want. But with the mod, it just adds a whole lot more features because there's a lot of skins on the body of the car that you can add, different bodies. The game didn't have like indicating lights. You can add that. It didn't have neon lights. Oh, you can add cool. that stuff. It didn't have, actually headlights didn't have that where they turn on and off. You could have that. You could turn on and off the ignition. You could actually, there's maps that are actually made where you can drive on. You know, some are complete, some are not complete, but the experience is still there. You know, it's a beautiful thing where it's almost as though it's become a lifestyle game. You know, instead of just drifting and sports and, you know, all of that. It's just people meet up on these lobbies and people are in this multiple player portal where they're just chilling and they're having conversation and they're flexing with their cars. And, you know, these competitions where it's just a staunch community where people are dropping their cars and they've got these suspension hydraulic stuff systems. And it's just a beautiful thing where people have turned this game into a culture instead of being a game and people competing to who's the best drifter, you know. So it's just a beautiful game, man. I think that game, you should actually check it out. It's one of those games where even as somebody that isn't a, what you would call a racer, somebody who plays car games a lot, would certainly enjoy it because it's just the whole feel of it, you know. Being with people, talking to people, interacting with a lot of people with different cars, and you're like, wow, that's a beautiful car, you know. And yeah, man.
Yeah. Okay, that's quite interesting. But wait, is it on PC or can I get it on PS4?
Oh, you can certainly get it on PS4. On PC, you have to have a Steam account and then you can download it from there. It's like it's actually very cheap, funny enough. It's like 105 rand to buy the game.
Okay, that's quite cheap, man. Yeah. And there's quite a lot of sales that go on. And most of these games that are like underrated or that we don't know of are mostly quite cheap. And then because I know I've been like one of these guys that are so judgmental. So like when I look at a game and I look at the pricing, if the price is so low, I'm like, this is probably a bad game. Then I overlook it. And then only to find out that it's actually quite good. And then I'm like, man, I've been missing out all along. True. Because they put the price low. And then when there's a high demand, the price goes up. And then when you want to buy it, then it's like, wait, this thing is like pricey now. Like, I can't get it now because now everyone is hyping around the game. And then obviously these guys want to make a profit because now they're getting people. So
That's true, man. And I'm always looking out for these games. I'm always looking out for developing games, you know, because I'm always looking for these new ideas that all these other games don't have, you know. And there's this game, actually, I was just playing the other day, Assetto Corsa. That game is far, far, far more realistic than Forza Horizon 4, 5, Forza Motorsport, whatever it is, could ever be. Because that game has the most accuracy in terms of physics, in terms of speed, the car's sound, especially when you play it on VR and you have like your steering wheel, you literally feel like you're in an actual car. And the best feature about the mod of that game is that you can actually have maps of which, sure, most of them have, but in the car, on the console, you have an infotainment system where you can actually access YouTube, Spotify, and stuff like that, listen to music, or even watch your own videos if you have videos on YouTube, because the car has an infotainment system within the car. It's just a beautiful thing.
Wow, that's quite interesting. I mean, I remember like looking at the game, but I just looked at the cover and I was like, nah, not really a fan of this. I didn't know it was so deep. Like, you know, that's the thing, man. Like, you know, like I'm saying that, like, when you look at games from outside and you don't know that other people play them, you look at them and you're like, nah, I'm okay, man. I'll never play such a game. Yeah. It's just another racing game, but actually it's quite different. Yeah. But now, wait, there's the question now. Maybe just before we close off, how is it that Assetto Corsa never beat Forza sales?
Yeah.
Because Forza is still one of the top. I mean, Sony, I'm on the PlayStation side. We're still struggling to get a good racing game.
True.
I thought Assetto Corsa would have at least tried, and then we would have a True. Game. But I don't know, man. Where did they flop, man?
I think the problem came where Assetto Corsa, the original game, was just strictly your Gran Turismo type of vibe, where you're on the track and you have a track racing car, right? And then later, when the mods came in, became a whole different game. And people look at the original game and compare original game to the original game. Because Forza generally does not have mods. You get Forza and that is the game, right? With the Assetto Corsa, you get the base game, you're like, ah, Forza beats this, right? And when you get the mod, you're like, whoa, what is this? Like, this is insane. Like, because the physics of the game Assetto Corsa are far better than in Forza, but the whole feel of the game is just not there, right? And also, Assetto Corsa is like fairly newer than Forza is, you know. Also, Forza is owned by a big corporation that's got deals with your Xbox, with your Microsoft Windows. The sales are going to go up because they've got a lot more marketing skills and marketing resources, you know. So I think because of that, Assetto Corsa is still under the low, but it's people are overlooking that. They're stepping over that game. It's insane. Like, it's beautiful. It's like you feel like you're an actual, you're actually in the car. There's this very little difference. Like, if a person is a driver, like because I drive more than often, the difference is very little. Like, there's very little difference from the actual car and the game car. Like, it's insane. Like, you don't feel like you're in a game, and you feel like you actually have to follow rules because you might bump. Because you feel like you really are in a driver's seat. You know, it's just a beautiful game, man. Like, it's man. Sounds like I'm overhyping this game. But once you play,
yeah, man, your passion is coming out now. Yeah.
Whoa. It's insane, man.
No, that's good. Hey, man, maybe I might give it a try. I might actually, if I can get the mods, then maybe, yeah. Because I think on my PlayStation Plus, I've only got the Need for Speed so far. Mm-hmm. I think I've got like two of them. But yeah, if I do get like the money at some point,
yeah,
I'm still going to look into The Crew too, because I remember that you spoke about it and you said it was good.
Oh,
so there's like two games
that
you've recommended for me now. I'm just like, yeah, keep in mind, I got to play these.
For sure, man. I mean, The Crew 2 is the new age Test Driving Unlimited, you know. And if you're a car guy, like, you should know Test Driving Unlimited was lit.
Yeah.
And now The Crew 2 is just on another level. But again, Test Driving Unlimited Solar Crown is coming out, so I'm waiting to see if they're going to top The Crew 2 or not. But yeah, The Crew 2 right now, killing it. Forza is killing it. Assetto Corsa on mods, killing it. Just wow. But right now, the best right now for me is Assetto Corsa. And that's just insane, mind-boggling. Actually, I actually recommend that you go on YouTube and search Assetto Corsa on mods, and you should see the videos that people play there when they stream their games and them actually playing the actual game. And you should realize how beautiful those games are, man. Like, the graphics, the feel, it looks too real. Like, it looks too real. Like, you, it's whoa.
Like, it's worth playing.
It's certainly worth playing, man. And just from looking at it, you can almost feel like you're playing the game yourself. But once you actually play it, I mean,
okay. Nah, that's dope, man. So yeah. My last words for the show is, yeah, look, definitely mods are good. They're worth it. So as long as it's not game breaking and you don't overdo it where now the game just can't load. But hey, man, if you've got a game that's old and you find mods out there where you can just play it and just revisit it, it's worth it. Go for it. And if you can make mods, actually, that is quite good. That is a cool skill to have. And yeah, I feel like just keep growing it, keep developing it, and hey, you'll make money at some point.
Certainly, man. Certainly, man. Just keep serving the community, man. You know, just do it for the team, man. You know, just go ahead. Just give it your all, man, because the culture deserves it, man. There are people who are depending on this to stay away from a lot of things. It's good for the team, man. Do it for the team.
Yeah, yeah, definitely. And in closing, I just like to say, keep gaming and be safe.
Yeah, man. And yeah, from your boy BC, the show is at the shows with Patience. Stay tuned, guys, and I do hope you did enjoy the show with us. And yeah, man, stay safe, stay gaming.
Stay updated and entertained with ActiveFM on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, TikTok, Apple Podcasts, YouTube, LinkedIn, Spotify, Anchor, and everywhere else. Engage with us. Like the posts, comment, share them out, retweet and repost. Spread the word. ActiveFM. Radio has never been better.